The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, we're on. We are on. We are on. How does your mic sound?
I don't know. It doesn't talk.
Go ahead, talk.
Hello? Hello?
You sound great.
Thank you.
You sound fabulous.
Thank you.
Real quick, I'm watching this little Twitter war going on between Keith Robinson and Joe DeRosa.
Yeah?
Want me to call Keith, see if I can get him on the line real quick?
Sure. I have absolutely no interest in it, but
well, let's
you
see
know what? Let's do what you want to do.
Well, do you don't have any interest? I mean, I think a few minutes of Keith could never hurt anybody. I don't think he'll answer the phone. But let's see what he's doing. How's your day been going? You had it easy today, huh? You got to sleep late.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you got
the way you're talking is like.
Yeah, you got to sleep late. How did?
I mean, you're like really doing morning radio right now.
That's what
something.
I am. I'm practicing.
Hold so, on. Bonnie, what exactly has been going on today? This is what we call dead air. Dead air, everybody.
Hold on. I'm calling Keith Robinson, but again, he's not answering his phone.
I was watching a Curious George episode with Raina, and he was stuck in the radio booth alone, and they couldn't get in. Curious George was in there, and the guy kept saying, "Dead air. It's the worst thing that could happen. Dead air." Dead air. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, hey, it's Voss. I'm calling you because I was going to put you on speakerphone on our, we're taping our podcast, and
well,
I want to know what's
exciting,
going on between
everybody,
you and DeRosa.
You get to hear Rich Voss.
I wanted to know, I mean,
message.
We could call DeRosa and get his side first.
What's and then, more boring than a phone call, you might ask?
Give me a call if you
someone
get this quickly.
A message.
All right, well, you know, we try to get Keith on the phone. We try to get him on the hotline. We couldn't get him on the hotline. How come we don't have a phone system? You know, we were offered a lot of podcast
equipment.
Why
don't we take it?
Because it just looks too moochy.
She's offering. She keeps offering. I'll take it.
It's like all this podcast equipment that
we could pay it forward. We could take her good equipment and then give ours away.
We don't have anything to give away, though. We don't have equipment, really.
We have these two mics.
Well, I don't know what she has, but yeah, we should pick them up. But that would be kind of like creepy.
I'm
hey.
Still freaked out by the way you're talking. Like,
that'd be creepy. Like, hey.
That'd be real creepy.
All right, let's give DeRosa a call and see what's going on between
oh,
him and
God.
Keith. Come on, we haven't had any guests in a while. I mean, our guests.
The Starbucks instant coffee is pretty good.
It's good. You know, you just boil the water and you put it right in. They brought instant coffee to another level.
It doesn't really taste like instant coffee. It
tastes like real coffee.
Yeah.
Well, it's not crystals. I think it's some kind of powder. Look, I don't think we can get DeRosa to answer the phone either.
starting off real strong.
This is not. Don't worry, folks. This is going to pick up. Oh shit!
There's the promise laid out.
Well, we couldn't get Joe or Keith on the phone.
So I don't know if I can talk to you if you're going to continue like this.
Bonnie, the other day, I like a dummy. I gave Bobby Kelly's phone number to another.
Oh, don't tell this story.
I gave Bobby Kelly's phone number to a comic. This comic said, "Yeah, I'm already.
I like. I'm too embarrassed. I might have to leave.
You won't have to leave. It's not embarrassing. This comic. So this comic I know. What's his name? Ben says, "Yeah, I'm doing a guest spot. You know, Bobby's in Fort Myers."
I don't understand why you need this much setup.
Well, because
you gave Bobby's phone number
I'll tell you why. He, like, I would never give my friend's phone number out, but he texted me and said, "Hey, I'm doing a guest spot with Bobby. Give me his number. I want to give him a call." And the way he was saying it was like they were friends and he just didn't have his number or misplaced it. So like, oh, here, like, yeah, I was in the car, I'm not paying attention. And the next thing you know, Bobby calls me.
You shouldn't be texting and sending.
No, I wasn't driving, I was in the parking lot at the supermarket waiting for you to come out. Okay. Raina and I were in the car and I was paying attention to Raina and he texted me.
Mm-hmm.
So and Bobby's right. Bobby called me and then he was yelling at me. And then the next day, Bobby and Colin called, and Colin had a whole long story.
First of all, I was Colin had at my computer, and I could hear you. You were talking loud, like it sounded exactly like you were doing a radio thing. Like Opie and Anthony had called you, and you know. You were defending yourself against something. It was going on for a long time.
Yeah, because Colin had this long story, like a scenario.
Right.
Keith Robinson's calling. Hold on.
Oh, great, great. This will be fun.
Hey, Keith. I have to put you on. Can I put you on speakerphone? We're doing our podcast. We'll see if this. Yes. No, we're just doing it in our dining room like we usually do. This isn't a live show.
Just
this
put him on speaker. What do you care if he hangs up?
Okay, I was out shooting all day. You know, I was on the set, and I come back and I see all these tweets, and I see you and Joe DeRosa are having a little battle there. Okay, you know, and one, I don't know how I was pulled into this. Into this battle.
What do you mean you don't know how you were pulled into it? Because you're rich balls.
Wait, hold on. Bonnie's switching my phone around. What are you doing?
It's because you can't hear it right.
Hold on.
There's no way anyone can hear that.
Okay. It's the only reason they can't hear it is because Keith is yelling.
No, it's your case. Take your case off.
Oh, hold on. I have to take my phone case off. How do you take it off?
Oh, brother.
Hold on. I can't take my phone case off. How does it come off? Oh, this is. Oh, well, hold on. I'm going to get back to. We're gonna take care of all of this. Oh, I just hung up
aren't
on
you,
him.
Aren't you glad you tuned
Hello?
In, folks? Isn't
Talk
this
for a second,
exciting?
Bonnie. Talk.
Well, what were you? You said you were on set, so why don't you tell everybody what you were on set doing?
No, because he might not want people to know.
He was working, doing a thing for.
Don't tell people. It's
why
he's doing because it's his thing, and I don't know if he wants people to know.
Oh, please!
What he's doing? No,
Kurt
not,
Metzger.
No, don't listen.
Facebook's about it all the time.
Well, good, then let Kurt do it.
You don't have to tell exactly what you were doing.
I was just doing man on the street stuff. That's all that you need to hear. Okay, hold on.
Oh
Jesus! You're so
you
easy.
Tweeted that you were working for Norton today. You tweeted that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why he's so weird about this stuff. It's like, really? Did he have you sign like a confidentiality agreement? Are you going to have to pay $1 million now that you said something?
This is going nowhere, this part. Hey, we got cut off. Now
we got cut off?
I think I got cut off. I cut him off by accident.
You hung up.
I didn't hang
up. Tell him to get off his speaker.
Are you on speakerphone? Okay, so the fact that you and Joe DeRosa are having a battle, how is my name brought into this dumb battle? First of all, why are you battling with guys on such a lower level than you?
Okay, but here's the. Can I just?
Be told, and then one guy said something, and I'm too lazy to tweet out the full tweet, so I just stopped. So I said I'm mad that you said that Voss is more successful. But I added things to it with both.
You can't hear it. You can't hear it.
That's what I wanted to say, but I'm too lazy to tweet out the whole thing. And
you can't. It's.
And you're a cocksucker.
I can't even understand what he's saying.
He's not even in my funny league. What does that mean?
Well, okay.
A basketball league.
Do you understand? That's where the sound comes
out. No.
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. When you said you were upset about me, when they said I was that I'm more successful, but you're funnier. Right, that's what you said.
Funnier.
Someone said.
Oh, I got what you said. I didn't say that about funny. I said successful.
Okay.
I said successful.
Okay.
Who's more successful?
You still should. You should attack me when he's not in my funny league. But it was so dumb how you wrote it. It made me angry.
Well, I meant to say, you're not. Well, I didn't mean to say. I don't know.
You meant to say he's not in my league when it comes to funny. But you said he's not in my funny league, which infuriated me even more.
Yes, I have a league that I'm putting together of funny comics. Okay, that I'm and I traded you for three open micers. Okay.
Yeah, now you fix it up, you piece of shit. Bonnie, you need Bonnie's check instead of spell check? Bonnie check. Let Bonnie check your tweets before you send them out.
I practically do. And he shouts them at me.
That's very funny. Anyhow, this isn't.
Is it very funny?
This isn't going well. So we're going to get you when we do our live podcast because we don't have a real system here. But once we do, where we could take calls, you're going to be our first call. How about that?
You're damn right. I want y'all to have a call because I want to finish yelling at Rich Falls.
All right, you go back
Bonnie,
to.
Bonnie, nice hearing you as usual. Falls, beat it.
Ugh, goodbye. All right, so far.
He was awfully nice to me, even though the whole time in my head I was like, shut up, idiot.
So far we've done 11 minutes of nothing. So let's get started, because people will tune out to this. They will tune out. And we can.
Why are you. Do you think this? I don't even understand you in any way.
What are you talking about? You don't understand me. That people will tune out? I mean, how explanatory do I have to be?
How explanatory? Yeah, I think it's self-evident.
I don't want people. So, okay, a lot's going on. Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, you were telling a story.
So Bonnie.
So you were on the phone with Colin.
And Bobby Kelly.
And Bobby Kelly.
And they were smashing me, which they should have, because I did something wrong.
Aww. Oh my God, it's almost gross.
What?
Well, listen, I deserved it. I took a beating. I deserved it. I apologized for my actions. It's gross. It's like your battered wife.
I admitted.
Bobby Kelly and Colin Quinn are your pimps or something.
No, listen.
I deserved it.
In every 12-step program, the 10th step is, you know, admitted we were wrong and you know, made amends for it. I think that's the 10th step. I don't know. After 28 years, I
thought you weren't allowed to talk about it.
I didn't say, I said in 12-step programs. You're allowed to say 12-step programs. I didn't say which
are
one.
Are you?
Yes, you are.
Oh, but you're not allowed to say the letters?
So Bonnie, after I was talking to getting a beating from Colin and Bobby, Bonnie goes, oh.
This is what I said. I go, do they want to talk to a real comic? At that point, you should have known that I didn't realize it was just a regular phone call.
So Bonnie gets on the phone, and she's really kicking butt. She's all over the place. I mean, she's throwing out lines that are killing that I've heard before, but they're good lines. She's,
you didn't hear any of them before, so don't act like you did.
I mean, these are lines I'm going, whoa.
No, geez. You didn't even know until I told you. You had no idea. I just happened to have a pretty successful phone call, okay? And then when I got off the phone,
and hung up.
Can't even.
Bonnie.
I went like this, though. This is the part that's so embarrassing to me. I was like this. When I was like, got on the phone, I was like, hey guys. And then when I got off, I go, okay guys, see you later. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So like after the phone, after I hung up, like 5 minutes later, Bonnie says, radio interviews over the phone are so hard. I hate doing them. And Bonnie thought.
And then you go, what are you talking about? I go, what was that? What radio station was that? Because I did, like, at some point during the phone call think, like, this host is so quiet. Like, he's just letting us go. Like, who is it? And I thought I was doing, it was a radio, and it was just a phone call. And I just,
she
oh
stepped
God,
it up
so
like she was doing an interview with Howard Stern.
So
fucking Howard's going to love me after this one.
But they didn't know, did they? Did they know or not?
I don't know if they knew, but you were doing, I mean, hey, hi, everybody. How's it going? I'm surprised you didn't throw any.
I'm surprised
you didn't plug anything.
Listen, this Saturday, I got a pretty big gig coming up. They would have been like, can you imagine if I had it like.
Started plugging stuff to Bobby Collins.
I would if I was like, am I allowed to swear? Is this regular radio?
They would have kept going with it. Probably.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's so embarrassing. But when I think back on the phone call, like I was like too animated and like, well, let me tell you a couple of things here, guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was funny. She was funny. And it was even funnier when she thought she was doing an interview. Anyhow. Bonnie was offered a big job and had to turn it down. This business is crazy. It's crazy. Life is crazy.
I would never be able to see my kid I'd be working all the time. So
she was offered to be a producer on like a reality show.
Don't tell him. First of all, it wasn't a reality show.
Oh, it's not a reality
show? No, it's a scripted show.
Scripted reality, right?
No, you're wrong.
Okay, so I'm wrong. On a scripted show, but she turned it down. Bonnie didn't sell out over money. That's a sign of character. When someone does not
or
sell out.
Laziness.
You're not lazy because you work nonstop.
Lack of ambition.
Nope, that's not you. You're a nonstop worker. You get up. If it's, you're not working on your book.
I just think, and this
writing,
is not to be like an idiot or whatever, but like when I look back on my life, I'm not going to be like, oh, I wish I had taken that job. But I might be like, oh, I wish I'd spent more time with my daughter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is a major part.
But also, like, if you were home the whole time, it might be different. But you don't want, like, I'd have to get a full-time nanny. Like, you'd have somebody else raising.
And then if you get a nanny, you'd have to get a nanny cam because you'd have to.
Yep.
You'd have to put a whole video system in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden,
mm-hmm.
So they don't know that we're watching her beat our kid with a ruler.
Oh.
Right. Then after the nanny cam, there's so much you got to do. But you know what? Something good's going to come along. We have some meetings next week. Tomorrow we're doing a tape, some live taping or whatever. I don't know. What else? Okay, I don't have anything. What's been going on? What the fuck has been going on? We're trying to come up with the cover for our movie for, you know,
iTunes.
For iTunes or Amazon, wherever the movie goes to, you know, like a thumbnail. So, you know, we had a couple, then we had some more sent to us, and it's so hard to decide because some people go, oh, we like it. Some will go, that's not hip. It's not this. It's not. It's so hard to decide on anything.
But also, we have like a lot of restrictions from the
distributor.
Distributor. They want it to be one image with the title. It's hard to convey everything.
But how come? And this is insane. I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but my CD that's finished now, everything we go, yeah, that's perfect. How could
I don't know. It's your CD. It's a cover CD. It's different.
But it's, that's going to be on iTunes. That's going to be the same type of.
Well, it's not iTunes. It's the distributor. They want the best possible product, I guess, so they can make money too.
Bonnie and I are at a quagmire.
A quagmire?
What's the word?
I don't even know. Listen, honestly, you can say quagmire or quagmire. I don't
quagmire.
I don't even know what either one of them means, really.
We're at a standstill. We...
There's a fork in the road.
Yeah. And
Sisyphus in the hill.
What was that one?
I don't know.
Wait, what was in the hill?
You know, Sisyphus. I think that's how you say it.
Sisyphus?
Isn't that how you say it?
No. We,
with the rolling the rock up the hill and it keeps falling back?
That would be a falling back rock on the hill on you.
Whatever, I'm gonna look it up because I don't like.
Don't
we don't have to. Wrong. Just keep you talking.
We just had a discussion. We paused for a second, took a call. We had a discussion that we can't. Mm-hmm. We don't have really anything to say on this one.
That's not what I said.
But when we do have something to say, she wants to go deeper into it, and she thinks I don't go deep enough.
Well, you never ask any questions, or you don't have any like deep thoughts on things.
On anything. Or questions. I do ask you questions. I brought up the topic and I go, so tell us about it. And this, you know.
He was punished for chronic deceitfulness by being compelled to roll an immense boulder up a hill only to watch it roll back down and just repeat this action forever in Greek mythology.
But what's the word?
Sisyphus.
Oh. No one would know that.
That's what this podcast is to me.
What's that?
I'm being punished. And it's just like rolling a rock up a hill. Actually, that's a good metaphor for our marriage. It's like nothing ever gets fixed. It's just like I push that fucking boulder every day and it just comes rolling right back down on me every night.
I feel the same way. I keep giving and it gets thrown back in my face. That's how I feel. Like no matter what I do, it's like I give a present and it's thrown right back at me. Not good enough, and that's how I feel. So we both have resentment and anger towards things, and you know,
this is Rich going deep. Everybody, this is as deep as it goes.
See, this is what a fucking psychopath I'm living with. She says, talk, go deep, go under the surface. I do, and then she makes fun of me.
But that's not under the surface.
And then you make fun of me.
Well, that's like, I could see you struggling. We both have anger and resentment.
No, I didn't. Oh, really? Okay, let's even say I was stuttering. So you're going to make fun of me.
I'm not going to make fun of your stutter.
I don't stutter. I'm saying if I did stutter.
I know, but why do you what does that have to do with anything?
If I'm still talking and spilling my guts, it doesn't matter.
I didn't stutter.
I didn't stutter. When did I stutter?
And
no.
You just did right this second.
If I was fucking, you know, talking from my heart, if it comes out a little broken, you know, it doesn't mean I'm, you know,
no,
you make
that
fun
wasn't
of it.
My point. My point I was it wasn't deep.
I bet you used to laugh at guys that would ask you out and just laugh at him. And
did that happen to you once? Because you've brought that up a few times.
No, I never brought
something.
That up.
Is that a fear that you have?
No, I never brought that up ever, that you laughed at
guys. That girls that laugh at guys when they ask him out.
No, I didn't bring that up. You just heard that somewhere else. That was...
No?
Yes, you did, because I heard it somewhere else. I just heard it somewhere, and you heard it somewhere, and it had nothing to do with me. Wait, who was it?
I never heard it somewhere else.
Yeah, we just did. Both of us. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
How about last night when you told me to tape Fargo and I start crying?
Yeah. How about that?
And then you yelled at me, you need therapy.
Yeah. Because how many times have you told me I need therapy and yelled, go to therapy, go to a meeting, go to... Bonnie and I were having a disagreement.
Did you like it? You couldn't think of that word? That was a tough one for you to pull out?
No. And I said to her, I go, are you depressed? The way she was standing and talking, I go, are you depressed? Maybe she, you know, and she goes, I'm not depressed.
I didn't say it like that. I said, I'm tired.
But you said, I'm not depressed. Wait, now listen, from my point of view, then you could talk. If you're having an argument and a discussion with your wife, and then you say to her, And she's very stressed out, and so am I, but she was really stressed.
I'm not.
She was really... Yesterday you were. You said you were stressed out from all the stuff.
I'm tired. I have too much to do.
Okay, but that's stress. And she was leaning on the dresser and just almost like you look at somebody that's completely beaten down physically and emotionally, and you say to her, I go, look, are you depressed? Do you want to go to therapy? And she goes, no, I'm not depressed. I'm tired. Okay. So then a couple minutes later, I said to her, what time does Fargo come on? And she started crying. I go, go see a therapist. See, now any other normal person would say to their wife, what time does Fargo come on?
Okay. And they, I like the way you've told the story. You framed it in such a way that it does make me look like a crazy person. So great. But there really is more to the story. And it's possible that you told it in order to paint yourself as this... like sort of just haphazard bystander to some crazy bitch.
No.
Or it's possible that you really, really don't know why I started crying.
I do know why you were crying.
Why?
Because you didn't know what time Fargo came on.
Mm.
No, because you think that...
What were we talking about moments before that happened? When I was trying to explain to you something.
About... you were saying I don't know how to work all the TV.
No, that's not. That was after.
You were saying that I think I'm a king and everybody's at my beck and call.
Yes. Yes. That is what I was saying. You think that, you know, I understand that you work hard, so you I don't need to hear that argument from you. But when in these last 2 weeks you've been local. True or not
working.
True?
Yeah, I've been local.
You've been local. So you haven't been on the road. You haven't been away.
No,
you haven't been in a hotel somewhere else.
Thank God.
You've been here.
Thank God.
For whom? So when you are here,
I'm a burden.
A couple of things happened that happened before, and then they happened again. Like, you know, you had to get up at 8 o'clock.
I didn't have to. I got up.
There was a couple of times that your alarm literally was set at 7:45 or something.
Yeah, for radio.
But you wouldn't choose to get up and get Raina ready for school and let me sleep in because you said, oh, no, I was getting up 20 minutes later. Or whatever it was.
Well, no,
you didn't want to. You didn't want to set your alarm clock 20 minutes earlier. You thought it would be better if I just got up and got Raina ready, well, and then you got up later.
Sometimes it is better because.
And I always let you sleep in and get Raina ready.
But I never sleep in. I always wake up when you get up.
So fine. I just felt like that was a very selfish thing to do.
Well, no, the night before you said I'll get her ready. Don't you remember? You say
because every time it's up to you. You're like. You were like, oh. So I said, fine, I'll get her ready.
No.
I'll get her up and I'll get her ready.
No, but you didn't. You said, tomorrow morning, are you getting... I go, I'm getting up for radio. And you said, are you getting up? I go, yeah, for radio. She goes, I'll get her ready. That was what you said, I'll get her ready. So, like today, when you said, are you getting up
early?
Yeah,
but the only reason you did it today was because of last night. Because
no,
that's what happens.
No.
I have to literally break down and have a meltdown
that's
for you
true.
To like... Then you step it up for a day and a half, and then you go back to being the king of Rich Voss
true.
World.
That's not true.
Well, I let you talk that whole time, and you keep interrupting me.
I'm not interrupting you. I'm saying it's not true, just like you said it's not true.
No, I let you finish your whole thing, and then I explained.
Well, you finished it, you said.
That you reframed it.
You finished it, you said that I...
So I was discussing with you that you said... I'm always, everything I say to you is negative. And I was saying, well, it irritates me that, what do you want to do? Do you want to look at your phone? That's fine. No, I don't have to do, I don't even have to do the podcast.
No, go ahead.
Look,
let's. Go ahead. I just clicked it. It was out of nervousness. It was a nervous habit. I didn't look at my phone.
Oh, is this too intimate for you?
No, go ahead. I have anxiety the last couple of days.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Because that's all I've ever heard from you.
No.
Yeah, no, that is the go-to excuse for literally everything. In the 25 years that you've been having anxiety, you haven't... There's been not one thing you've done for yourself in order to alleviate that anxiety.
That's not true. So you're wrong about that. So don't. I don't even want to get into it. You're wrong. I've gone to therapy many times about anxiety.
I've never seen you go to therapy.
You're completely lying.
Okay, that's not true.
So stop. Don't tell me what I've done for it, okay? When I've had it. When I had it was before I met you.
But literally, like...
2 years of therapy straight before I knew you, okay? So please, don't make assumptions when you're wrong.
Well, how do I know I'm wrong when I'm making assumptions?
Well, don't make accusations when you're wrong. Is that right?
Well, I guess the point is that how would someone know they're wrong?
Well, ask
if
me.
If I don't
ask
know.
Me. Ask
you
me.
Should say, don't make accusations if you're unsure.
Well, ask a person, what have you ever done for your anxiety? Then if I said nothing, then you could go, oh.
All right. I find it difficult to accept that you have anxiety as much as you have it.
No, it comes and goes. It
whenever
comes and goes.
And you're in a situation or predicament where I am upset with you.
Just the last day or two I had it. That's all.
Just the last day or two?
Yeah, not much. I woke up with it the other day.
Every time I say Rich this or Rich that, you go, oh, I have anxiety.
No,
it is
that's
your.
That's not true.
Okay, I'm going to start writing it down every single time you say
you
it.
Could write it in, you could put a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a date.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have anxiety. I'm saying you should figure out ways to get around it.
I do all the time because I don't have it all the time, so I get around it a lot. But a lot of times things come down like...
You're in a bad business to have anxiety about traveling, to have anxiety about going on stage, to have anxiety about doing television, to have anxiety about...
First of all, it's...
Not having a regular income.
Little things make it click in. Like this seed, this... movie cover started giving me anxiety, and I'll tell you the reason why. Okay, if you want to know, because it just we're dealing with a distribution company, and all I hear about distribution companies is it's DeRosa. You want to talk to him?
No.
All I hear.
You can't hear on your phone.
It's Keith. You can't hear because he's so loud and abrasive. I thought I turned it. Discarded it. Yeah. Okay, so here's why, and follow me. Mm-hmm. So all I hear about distribution companies is, oh, you'll never see any money. They're all criminals. Just everybody.
Well, let it go.
Okay. So now we're doing artwork, and the distribution company, we're saying to the distribution company right from the beginning.
Look, I agreed with them.
Okay, but I said to the distribution company right from the beginning, we want to keep expenses as low as possible.
I know, but the thing is, Rich, is that
can I finish?
When, yes.
Can I finish?
Oh God, I have explained this.
And
to
then
you.
They said we don't like your first artwork, which I'm sure they didn't like it. And I said, well, if you guys did the artwork, what would it cost? And they said, no less than $1,500.
Okay, so, but if you go to a professional,
yes, but
that's how much it would cost.
But what I'm saying
they're not getting their friend to do it for
no,
for
but
you
what
for
I'm
free.
Saying is if I want to keep the cost down,
they didn't say you must go with us. You asked them.
Can you please quit yelling and listen? If I'm saying
I'm
I want
yelling.
To keep the cost down,
I'm trying to explain
and the
something
first
to
thing
you.
They say is the first thing that we're going to do with them.
They didn't like the artwork. Were they supposed
gonna
to
be
lie?
It's going
to
be $2,000.
Okay, but that's...
So where do you think that's going to lead to?
I know, but I'm not saying to go with them for their artwork. And
I
they're
know.
Not saying go with us for their
yes,
artwork.
They,
but they're saying... No, they never said that. They never once yes. said that. You said, how much would it cost?
No, the other email
they
said...
They suggested they could get somebody to do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and then...
And our first call with them, it was $700 to do the artwork.
No.
You don't remember? Yeah. The first time when we talked to them, they go,
okay,
artwork's around
like,
$700.
It's so ridiculous because who cares? Because you're getting someone else to do it.
Do you understand?
I don't care. I don't care.
Because you're not spending the money. That's why.
Because I don't work.
Because it's not your money.
No, I'm not spending the money anyway because we're not going with them.
But
they're not doing our artwork.
Okay.
The fact that they... Listen to me. You listen to me for just 1 minute. Can you?
Yes. Without getting angry, if I'm working at a company and
I get it costs money, I get that.
It costs money for them to do it. So they're saying to you, this is how much it would cost if you went with us. They never once said you have to, or we highly recommend it, or we're going to try to steal your money. That's not what happened.
Okay, that's not what gave me anxiety.
They just gave you an amount of money that it would cost if we did it through them.
Okay, can you please listen to see where I'm coming from and see if you can grasp this?
I understand what you're saying. No. They want to cheat us at every fucking step of the way.
The first thing they said to
when
we talked before,
I don't remember that $700 conversation. I remember
because you might have hung up already on the call. And I said to him, if we went with artwork, what basically would it be? And she said around $700. And now all of a sudden it's $2,000.
Okay.
So who,
no,
I'm going
into $1,500.
No, she said no less than $1,500.
Okay.
So let's even say $1,700. So if the first thing I'm doing when it comes to dealing with this distribution company, the first thing is already $1,000 more than I was told, don't you think that's going to lead into a little bit of distrust and anxiety?
Yeah, but who cares? We're not using them for that. We're not using them for that.
But you don't see the bigger picture. If this is what they're telling, even if we don't use them for the artwork, if this is what they're telling us, it was $700, now
it's
$1,700.
Well, then write them an email and say, before you said $700, now you're saying $1,500.
Okay, but if this is what they're telling us for just the artwork, don't you think down the road when it comes to numbers from, maybe I'm wrong, but all
I
can see
the way that I think about it, honestly, Rich, is at this point,
Just give the movie away. That's basically what you're saying. Just give it away.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying nobody can see it if we have it.
You're right.
Holding it so tight to us.
We're not holding it tight. I just don't want to get completely fucking robbed. We owe money. We lost. We put a lot. I'm not even thinking about getting our money back. I'm just thinking of paying people back. Okay. But if the first thing, it just makes me a little skeptical about other stuff down the road with them. Okay, so that triggers distrust, and a little anxiety. That's all. Okay, but you're dealing with the creative part. You're not really dealing with the financial part, and talking to them as much as I've talked to them so far. So you don't have to worry about the distrust because you're the creator. And as the creator, your main goal is to get the movie out. That's your main goal as a creator. As the money person, my main goal is to get my money back. Does that make sense?
I know, but you're stuck between a rock and a hard place to continue with the rock metaphors. Because there's nothing you can do about it.
You can use a rock metaphor.
I did with Sisyphus.
Oh, okay. But do
you... really not a metaphor, but a...
So we have two different... I mean, the common goal is we want this movie to be seen because it's funny and it might open other doors. But we both have two other motives.
I get it. I get it. But I feel like the thing with the $1,500, you're blowing it out of proportion.
Well, I'm only going by all the things I've heard about distribution.
I know,
all of a sudden, the first thing I see from distribution is what I've heard.
I know, but I think you need to relax about it.
I'm trying to. That's why I'm trying to get the artwork.
We're controlling it ourselves.
As of now, but we're not 100% sure we like anything.
What do you mean?
So far, what we've got, we second guess it. We ask other people. Some say they like it, some don't. So
it's all splitting hairs. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. None of it matters. It really doesn't.
The only thing that matters is people watch the movie and
they're going to see the title. They're going to click on it and they're going to go.
Okay.
It's just we have to get one thing. But since we have time and we have somebody who's willing to put in the effort, so this should be. This is the thing that I think. And please don't get angry, but I think this is a little bit of the problem with you in this kind of creative thing. And this was part of it when we were making the movie too, is that because you don't really like write out your jokes before you go on stage. Like you don't like sit at a computer generally and time out. Your whole thing creatively is in the moment, letting stuff fly. That's where you're having the most fun, right?
Oh,
sure, you think of jokes beforehand and stuff, but it's like it's still pretty immediate. You could think of a joke in the afternoon and be doing it that night.
Yeah, I do
right?
do it.
Yes. So, and you find out right away if the audience likes it or doesn't or whatever.
Well, but if I like it, I make it work. I keep doing it until
yes,
I make it work.
So, okay, yeah. But I'm and you're fully in control of it. It's like a lot of things that aren't quite the same when you translate your creativity into like making movie. Like you have a lot of other people weighing in, which you're not used to doing. Right, you're used, and you make these decisions so quickly. Sometimes it gives me anxiety that
right. You know why I did it with this.
But creatively, I feel like these things take a little bit more time, and also you can enjoy the process. Like I enjoy the process of telling our graphics guy what we want, seeing what comes back, changing the font.
But I was
looking
doing
at
all
it
that.
Again. I know,
I was
but,
doing most of that. I'm the one who's dealing with these guys.
I know, but when you're doing it, it's not that fun. Like you there's not a lot of joy in it with you. You're like, you want to make a decision now and do it and get it done.
It's because I want to get out of this project so fucking bad.
I know, but you should enjoy this part. It's kind of fun. There's like some fun stuff with it.
No, Bonnie, we're beyond fun with it. We showed it.
Well, it's not going to happen any faster just because you're doing the cover work fast.
Yes, if we get the faster we get the cover in, the faster we get all the stuff in, the legal. Okay. Once everything's in, it's done.
Yes. So we have like, we've been doing it for a week. We could have been doing it for a week without the freak out and still
there wasn't any freak out. No, we both almost came close to agreeing what we like and don't like together. And I let you make the final decision. And then you go, well, I want to see something else. I go, yeah. So I told the guy,
yeah,
do that other thing too. Yes. I said, till next Monday, whatever. But, and here's another reason. Once we have the artwork done, that's one less fucking thing we have to worry about.
I get it.
We got
about
20 things we have to worry about.
I've got a lot of stuff.
This movie.
It's I know. That's what I'm saying. Like the way to do the transcription. I'm on that. I email him every day. How's it going? Are we almost done? Then we got the music cues sheet that's getting done. He's going to have it done by Monday. Everything's going to be done by Monday and it's going to be fine. The lawyers, I can't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm on top of them, but I keep getting fucking runarounds from that. Don't worry.
We do our stuff. Hopefully they'll do their stuff. And
yeah,
Rich, at some point you have to let go.
There's nothing you can do. I did let go, and then we found the distributor. We had a choice of three or four. We picked one.
I'm
trying to get the ball moving as quick as I can.
I think that's great. I think we should definitely 100%.
That's all I'm trying to do is
get it
moving.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as like,
and like you just said, at the end of the day, people are going to see the fucking title and click on it or not.
Yes.
Okay.
Why this should be more fun. Why I don't care one way or another. Like I keep saying, like when you get anxiety, I keep saying, that's fine. Use it. I don't care. Like I don't want it
but
to
the
be
anxiety's
this
not
huge
from,
fight.
The anxiety's not from the artwork. It's from, it goes deeper into the distribution.
Let go. Let it go.
No, I just want them to be honest. I want to have a good relationship with them.
You can't control that. You can only control what you can do. Don't you learn that in your 12 step?
Yes. No, first of all, you can control business.
But see, you did. They said it's going to cost $1,500 and you said, that's okay. We'll take it from here, which we did. Great. I don't know why there's still such anger and horror
at
what happened in that email.
There's no anger.
You keep bringing it up.
It's not anger. It's skepticism.
Okay, that's fine. But that's good. Then you can be aware that they're doing that. You can be on top of it. But I don't understand.
That's where our lawyers
should be. Anger over and over and over. You keep bringing it up.
I'm not bringing it up. You're bringing it up.
No,
you've
brought it up so many times when it's never been an issue to me that we're doing it ourselves. You keep saying, don't you get?
But I don't think you get it. You do now.
I do. Of course. Always gotten it, Rich. I've always gotten it. But I never understood why
you
were getting so freaked out when we took it out of their hands.
Because you know.
I kept saying to you, but we're not paying $1,500.
But it's not the fact that we took it out of their hands. It's the fact that they said around $700.
That's business.
And then, but that was before the deal was done. If you're going into business with somebody, if you say
I do get it, but there's
it's bait and switch.
But then instead of telling me every day, you know,
I don't
whatever,
don't exaggerate
email
on this.
Them and say, look, I'm not happy with your business practices.
Okay.
There's two things. Otherwise, shut up about it. There's nothing you could do.
Well, I don't know. Just one thing. I don't know if it's her whole business practice. She's getting cuter as the day. Come here. What's wrong? Come here. First of all, did we put on the cutest outfit this morning? Look at that. Do you like the outfit?
Did Daddy get you ready good today?
Yes. I mean, kind of.
What? How was your lunch I packed today?
Great.
Did you eat it all?
Uh-huh.
What's been going on? I burped. You're almost out of school. How many days left?
I have no idea.
You did your ballet recital. How'd that go? How'd you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, well, you're not very
you're not very vocal.
You're not really talking. And this is today's podcast is a serious podcast.
Is it called Talking?
No, we got about five more minutes, six more. This is serious.
Four more.
And then where are we going, to Rita's?
First, me and mommy have to impale me while we're playing unicorn, and I have to fart on her face for her to be dead.
What do you mean she has to impale you?
Don't tell people.
It's a game.
How does the game go?
Play that I'm the unicorn, and then I try to impale her with my horn, and the only way she can kill the unicorn is to fart on me.
And when she impales me, it goes zoop.
Like it.
And it.
I impale her, but it gets healed right away.
Like zoop.
But what if you don't have to fart?
See, last time, like.
Tried to ride her.
She farted like 10 times in a row.
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Will you laugh?
Stop.
She put her butt on her farting.
Oh, come on.
How do you fart at will? Stop. you told me last night when I came in to kiss you goodnight that mommy had you laughing so hard you couldn't breathe. Is that true?
Yep.
How? What was she doing?
She's like hula hooping, like the hula hoop, like, good night.
All right.
Good night.
Well, now, tell us, explain. You don't do it. Like, did she sing you a lullaby with a hula hoop?
She sang me a lullaby, and I was like, that's not enough. And then she was like, came back in, and she used my hula hoop, and she was like, jumping through, then she hula hooped. It was so funny.
And you laughed. How hard were you laughing?
I was laughing super hard.
quit putting your head in mommy's face and farting. What's wrong with this? I mean, your butt. You're gross. You can't do that. You're only 6 years old. That's what adults do, not kids. All right, scram. We got a few more minutes.
Three.
They cut our flowers down. Were you mad about that?
Yeah, they're dummies.
The people that live here. I mean, the maintenance crew. And I emailed them today.
Don't you know we're grown stuff, people?
We want new flowers, right?
Yeah, we need to transplant some more.
Yeah, so how many days of school do you have left?
I told you I have no idea.
You're still sleeping for your answer.
Come on. Today is, you got...
Okay, I have no idea. I think like six more days.
No.
Yeah?
Tomorrow's...
It ends on Wednesday.
Well, she has 2 half days. Next Tuesday's a half day, next Wednesday's a half day.
Do you have parties like your last day at school?
Or? Yeah, Monday.
On Monday.
What kind of party? Like a dress-up party?
I have no idea what kind of party. Just stuff for the last day, mostly.
What's that?
Just stuff for the last day, mostly.
Does the teacher pick the best student? Who's their best student?
I don't know.
If the teacher picks...
Okay, this is my poem that I just remembered from a book. No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks.
It's ugly looks.
No, dirty looks.
Ugly looks.
And also...
Oh, dirty looks.
And also another one for Valentine's Day. Roses are red, violets are pink, your feet really stink.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I know a poem.
Those two were from books.
All right. Well, listen, Scram, you're cute, and nobody wants to hear a kid on a podcast.
Hey.
Nobody wants to hear a kid.
I'm drinking coffee here.
Ew, put it down.
What? Yummy.
And quit talking like you're from Canada. I'm drinking coffee here.
The girl is.
Who?
Mommy.
From Canada?
That's what I get now?
Yeah.
All right, I got it.
See you folks later.
Tomorrow. What?
We do a new podcast. My kid hates me.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Stop.
Don't. We don't have a release for that. Turn it off. We don't have a release for it.
It's a podcast.
You can't just play other people's
yes,
music.
You can.
How do you? Turn it off. You don't know.
It's the internet.
Since
it's
when
not
it,
on television.
That doesn't mean it's so. You still got to get
you're
releases.
Crazy. You're
I'm not crazy. People on the internet get sued.
Oh, really?
Turn it off.
Oh, how come you were playing all those other songs before and it was fine? If it's your song, it's fine?
No, I didn't play any song.
Really? Really? You didn't used to start off the podcast by playing some.
So I'll go in.
Oh.
What's that?
It's Nate Bargatze.
Why does she have Nate Bargatze?
And then I'll just hear her from the bedroom. She'll be like, Nate, is that you?
Do you like Nate? Do you listen to Nate's comedy, Raina?
That's my phone.
Oh.
Stop.
All right, get out. Get her out
get
of
out.
Here. Get out.
This is a music channel.
Scram.
Bye-bye, everyone. We're listening to crazy music while my parents are trying to kill me.
Oh my God. Can you please leave?
Raina's the only kid that cries. She goes, beat me up. And if we go no, she'll cry if we don't beat her up. She goes, beat me up. And then she'll cry.
Well, you don't like it when daddy beats you up because he tickles only.
Yeah, and also he hurts me.
No.
Weirdo.
How does he hurt you?
I scratched her with my watch one day.
Don't let her answer, Rich.
Oh, go ahead.
He scratched me with his watch one day.
What else?
On purpose?
I have no idea. And now I'm drinking more coffee.
This is the worst train wreck of a podcast. How could anybody listen
Goodbye.
To this? So this.
Blah 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 blah.
Stop.
This Saturday we're doing a PBA fundraiser in Hackettstown.
Goodbye.
What does LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
No, it means loop of lucky pops.
Scram! Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you.
Beat it.
Go outside and learn how to ride your two-wheeler.
See y'all next time, folks.
All right, stop.
On whatever this podcast is called. Oh, yeah. My Wife Hates Me. The next series is called I Hate My Dad.
Do you really?
No.
Then why don't you call it I Love My Dad?
My wife hates me. I mean, it's the hate series, for goodness sake. I hate my mom and dad. I hate my parents. Yeah, that's what it's called. Blah, 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 blah.
Scram, I gotta do some announcements.
Bye, everyone, I love you.
You love them, but you hate your mom and dad?
Yeah. Impale me, mommy. There's a unicorn in here.
Sorry for this one, folks. Listen, our hearts.
Bye, bye, blah, blah.
Come on, stop,
blah.
Get out.
I love you.
I gotta
you
say
all.
Somebody else some stuff.
I love you.
Our hearts go out and our prayers go out for Tracy and Artie and, you know, just horrific accident and, you know, Jimmy Mack, may he rest in peace. Great guy, just a great guy. I mean, you know, so you know, we're just hoping and praying that Tracy and Artie you know, recover as soon as possible. You know, this is hard stuff to talk about, but when your friends are, you know, it's just it's hard. and they're going to pull through. We're praying they pull through. And I'm not going to do plugs after that. So listen, our thoughts go out, and thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.